We put the charts up on Monday in Money and Markets for December, week of December 11th. So it was closing December 11th last Friday. And I pointed out that the only thing going up was long treasuries, intermediate treasuries in New Zealand. It's amazing how many people want to get a hideaway in New Zealand. But under the category of if you thought you had a bad year, I pointed out that even though oil and gas is down 75% in the last 18 months, Peabody coal is really doing badly. Last week we saw the last coal mine in England shut down. Can you imagine that? The coal that fueled the Industrial Revolution is now, all the mines are gone. Peabody Energy is down 92% year to date. Can you imagine? That is a really bad year. Okay, so let's take a look at how the markets did. The S&P, which was flat for the year as of end of the day Wednesday, closed down today. It's down less than 1%. It's down 0.83%. Again, my prediction is we'll close flat for the year. Let's look at the fixed income markets and their response. The bond aggregate is now down 1.79% for the year. The long treasury way back up. It's down 2.68% for the year. Intermediates are flat. It's the one thing I've got to talk about that's not down in dollar terms. Junk market down almost 13%. The German DAX is doing surprisingly well. It's now up 10% for the year, but that's in euros and dollar terms. With the dollar flying, it's now down 4.5%. China, the large China caps down 14%. Although China's had a good month, particularly the internet stocks for the last month. The developed world down 3%, emerging markets down 16.5%, gold down 11.5%, silver down 13%, oil down 51%. And as I said before, in the last 18 months, it's down 75%. The commodities index down 25 and a quarter. The US dollar index now up 9% for the year. It's the last time I checked, it was 98.96, but it touched over 99 today. So it looks like there's no Santa Claus rally unless we get somewhat of a miracle starting next week. I think the S&P will be flat for the year. Buyers are better off waiting. Usually you get a January dip because everybody's been selling into the December. So I'm looking to I think buyers are going to be looking to buy value, and you're going to find value in things that have bottom and turned. So it's probably going to be Europe, emerging markets and frontier markets, and hopefully commodities. So buyers are definitely going to be looking for value and looking for things that can succeed in this environment, which is not everything. You're going to see a lot of companies that are not going to make it. Very interesting debate right now in Congress. The oil and gas producers, the oil producers would love to be able to export. And one editorial in the Journal this week basically said if Congress will allow them to export, there are a lot of companies that'll make it. If they can't export, they're not going to make it. So it'll be very interesting to see what Congress does. The climate change deal is now final. I posted a copy of the draft posted, or the final copy posted by the United Nations. It's hard to say really what it is and how bad it is until I have a chance to study and see how a lot of people who know a lot more about this, what they dig out. Of course, a lot of it is going to be in the implementation. I do think it's very, very important. So again, if you see links or information on it, keep me posted. Another thing that's very important is it now looks like Congress is going to pass the IMF reforms that the Republicans have been sitting on since 2010. That's going to raise the status of the BRICS, Brazil, China, India, and Russia. And it wouldn't surprise me if the Europeans want that group on board to approve and deal with what they're doing in Europe. I posted a link to a discussion of a video posted at the Kurzweil Singularity site. It's a conversation about artificial intelligence moving much faster than a lot of people expected. And one of the speakers promoting the idea of an annual stipend. I wanted to say something about this because we all need to be aware of the politics here. The more government control of your income statement and your balance sheet that they have, it's a very bad idea. The problem is not AI, although I think AI is going to just do revolutionary things to how the economy works and what we do and how we do it. So there's no doubt we're going through a pretty amazing change and transition. But the big problem is centralized rigging and the way government policies have been applied. So it's a much bigger and longer conversation, but beware the idea of complete dependency on checks running through the through a federal government budget. I think we need to stop the centralized rigging instead of instituting federally funded serfdom. A story in Business Week, and the latest Business Week on Theranos, something a company, a testing company, that medical testing company that I've talked about at the request of subscribers and wrote a commentary on. You can read it after you log in on the website. The Business Week story was more than bizarre. It left out some of the most damaging information about Theranos' history and what's going on there. If you read my commentary, you'll understand more. So it's not clear what the real story is or why they're doing this, but if you look at who's on the board, it's a who's who of the military-industrial complex, and it's a reminder that you want to be very careful about who you give your blood, your DNA, or any other part of your physicality or healthcare data about your physicality, because I would love to know what these guys are planning on doing with the blood and DNA they get a hold of. And you want to be very, very careful, not only who you give it to, but what the regulations are that they are subject to and who's enforcing that. It is another one of many reasons why I continue to look to, you know, for places both here and abroad which can provide healthcare services on a much more safe basis than the general system, and certainly the system that's being developed. True confessions, I've now spent in 2015 about 100 hours studying medical tourism, reading books on medical tourism, reading articles and books on insurance and healthcare systems in countries where a lot of expats go. And I still haven't figured out a way to organize a series of Salieri reports on the topic of where do we go to get health services that I felt was really credible. And it's something I'm going to continue to work on in 2016. But for heaven's sakes, if you have ideas or recommendations, please let me know. I do think medical tourism and foreign healthcare systems are going to be increasingly important to many people in this country.